Hey guys, we just wanted to take a quick moment to thank everybody for supporting us. We don't have Patreon per se, so the way you can help us and support us is if you like, subscribe, and leave a positive review. That would help us so much. Thank you.
Maybe tell a friend. Maybe tell a friend to listen. How about that? Throw that in. Go ahead.
Thank you.
No, go ahead. Say tell a friend.
Oh, tell a friend.
There.
La 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 la. She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing. Test your mic, Bonnie, please.
You don't know how to tell if it's working.
How? What do you mean?
Testing. Testing. Testing.
See, I could hear you. Sound good. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me, the comedy podcast that has brought the attention of many, many people in the industry and show business and throughout the world. We are doing a podcast that we've never done before because Bonnie, the other host.
We're on Zoom.
I was going to say my co-host, but you're the other host. You're not my co-host because it's both of our podcasts.
Well, and that we're co-hosts, would be, right?
What's that?
We're co-hosts.
Yes, but if I said my co-host, then it would have made
it
look
like... Oh, then you'd be like the host and I would
the host. So I said the other host.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't sound narcissistic or selfish.
I feel weird on this side because usually...
You're on
that side. Usually I'm looking this way. You're there.
I'm looking straight ahead at you because we're on Zoom.
Oh, but you don't have it on... Oh, so you have it on speaker view.
Oh, should I put it on split view?
You could do side by side.
Let's see. What's that? No, I only have gallery.
What? Do gallery. That's
it's
it.
On gallery.
And it's only just showing you?
No, it's showing you under me.
Oh, under. Interesting.
Why did you put on? Okay, here's Bonnie's in a hotel in Austin.
You probably don't have full screen up.
Do you want me to? I could put full screen.
Do full screen.
No, I don't have. I have speaker, gallery, and exit full screen.
Oh, so you're on full screen.
Well, if I exit full screen, let's see what happens. Oh, no. I don't like that. Now, it just shrunk everybody. That's all.
Oh,
didn't do
God.
Anything different. What I'm saying is, I bet you, like, if I made you walk around your hotel room, like, how many beds you have in your hotel room?
One.
I could see if both sides are being used.
Okay, you want to look?
No. I don't want to know anything.
Look.
Look at that. Oh, boy. Look who fluffed up the pillow. You're getting smarter as you get older. Let's check the garbage can for condom wrappers.
Oh, my God.
Well, you're in a hotel. That's what you're supposed to do. You're in a hotel.
What?
You're supposed to, you know.
Have sex with people? Is
when
that
you
what
have
you
a
do? You're in hotels a lot. Does that mean
no.
that you have sex with people?
Do you let me finish? As a woman.
You always finish.
Well, here's what's going on in my life. And then relax, folks. We will argue at some point. No, we're not. Bonnie is looking pretty today. If you're watching this, you know. I myself... I'm supposed to work in Washington, D.C. this weekend at the Comedy Loft. Now, I've talked about this on other podcasts, but this is, let me give you the final conclusion, because I'm sure that's what Bonnie's waiting for. Originally, they had me on the website. Well, I had this book before the pandemic, then we moved it. Then during the pandemic, we moved it twice because of the pandemic. Then after the pandemic, we put in a date. Which was supposed to be this weekend. Then on their website, they have two rooms. They had three headliners. I kept going back to them. They go, oh, we'll take care of it. They never took care of it. Then on their website, they had me July 30th through August something. And also in that same ad, they had me this weekend. They had me 2 weeks. They go, we'll take care of it. So I was talking to one of the other comics, one of the two, you know, that was booked. He goes, yeah, I'm booked there too. Well, anyhow.
I know what's going on. Can I just say this? I know the situation and I don't understand what you're talking about at all. You're like, you're supposed to be booked there. They didn't. Can you just be more clear?
Okay.
It's like I'm there. I'm not. It doesn't make any sense to me.
People understand.
Okay, then carry on. Maybe it's just me, and I know what's going on.
They said on their website they had three headliners instead of two. They took care of that. Then my advertising.
But why would they have two headliners anyway?
They have two rooms. I think one upstairs and one downstairs. Okay. They have two rooms. So then my advertisement on their website, my ad or whatever, they had two different dates in one ad on me. Then they took care of that. Then they still had the three headliners. I talked to one of the guys, Josh, who's living in New York now. He said, no, they canceled me. I texted a guy last week and said, I need a deposit. He goes, yes, we'll send you half. Never sent it. Then I said, I text him again, like 4 days later or whatever. I go, if I don't get half the deposit by Tuesday morning, then by Wednesday morning, I want the whole thing. So I never got anything. I called him Monday. He said, I'm on a call. I'll call you back. He never called me back. They never sent an itinerary. I've never got a deposit. So this is, I'll read the text, what I sent him this morning, and still no response. Maybe I wrote.
You're amazing, because I would have been like, hey, send me that deposit, and if you don't, I'm not working there. And then I just wouldn't have worked there. Like, I would have never responded again. I would have just been like, I guess that's from years of dating and stuff. It's like, take your answer for what it is.
No, yeah, but I'm trying to be responsible. And
I know, but you need, you absolutely need clear cut answers in order to move forward in your life.
Yes, and this is what.
But if you had just ignored him and he didn't send you the deposit, wouldn't that have been enough information instead of all this aggravation that you're dealing with now?
Well, but here's the thing: I think he's the booker; he's not the owner. So I think he's caught between a rock and a hard place. Have you ever heard that saying, caught between a rock and a hard place? You've heard it, right? I don't know what it's
stands for. I don't even want to answer. I mean...
Yeah, everybody's heard that
saying. This is the kind of thing that you do that you think makes you seem smart.
Well, it was caught between a rock and a hard... Let me see one of your breasts. Anyhow, you can do that on Zoom, you know. No one else can see it.
My breasts are between a rock and a hard place.
Oh. Okay, so this is what I wrote to him. I'm bailing out of this weekend. You guys never sent me a deposit. You never called back Monday. No itinerary. I lost my sitter. She took other work. I have a bad feeling about this situation, so I'm out.
Good for you. Good for you. I think that's great.
Now I'm going to be working at the Stand in New York. And if I get Kelsey to watch Raina... Which I'm holding Kelsey back and forth. It's not fair to her, our sitter.
Right, right.
I'll be working basically for free. So, you know, because what I get in New York is what I would have to pay her. But I'm not going to D.C. I'm not chasing the money. I don't know if you know my philosophy. But why chase the money? Because it will always come to you. It always comes. So why would I chase it? It's, you know, just a little piece of philosophy that I've had in my life for years. That, you know, why chase the money? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
What? Why are you lighting up?
I mean, I told you to listen to that podcast, and obviously you did.
I listened to half of it.
Okay. Well, what? Good enough then.
Yeah, it's good. You're looking pretty hot. Do you miss me?
I do. I actually do miss you. We've been apart now longer than we've ever been apart.
No.
This is over 1 week now. We've never been apart this long.
What are we're like Paul McCartney and Linda Kodak.
Linda Kodak?
You know, his ex-wife who passed away.
Her name was Kodak?
No, but their father was the big at Kodak. Linda, she passed away. What was her last name? Well, McCartney after they got married.
Do you want to say she passed away again?
She passed away. It was just
from sad. What? Do you know?
Yeah, she stopped breathing.
It's cancer.
How do you know?
I don't know. I don't know why I know that, but I do.
So they were together every day. They were married. They were never apart one day.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
See? Caught between a rock and a hard place. And
but that'll be the, do you guys
that'll be the title
me?
Of our show, huh?
Between a rock and a hard place?
That's the title of this show. Do I miss you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now that I see you, I miss you more. Like, because at home, like walking around upstairs, if you were here, we don't talk anyhow. So it feels like
I talk a lot and then you ignore me and then I sing songs about how you ignore me.
I don't ignore you.
That's our relationship in a nutshell.
No. But yeah, I miss you. I think, you know, we could be good together.
How are you and Raina doing? Have you made any meals?
Yeah, I make breakfast. I make her a bagel in the morning. Sometime.
No, you go and get a bagel.
Yeah, and I who puts the cream cheese on it? I
oh,
do.
You don't buy the bagel? Why don't you just buy it fully made? Doesn't seem easier.
I buy a tub of cream cheese, and you know, then I go buy tuna at the.
You do tuna and cream cheese?
No. I buy these are the things I buy at the bagel store.
Okay. Relax. I'm just trying. What's going on?
I buy the bagels. I buy a little container of egg salad,
mm-hmm.
and I buy a half a pound, I guess, or whatever, of tuna. Tuna I will take when I'm playing golf. And
on a bagel?
No, I usually put that on my round whole wheat or French bread.
Wow, you eat
I
a lot French of, bread. You eat a lot of carbs.
Yeah, and last, because I'm always moving. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard this, Newton's law of physics, a body in motion tends to stay in motion. Have you ever heard that?
No.
It's like a rock going
down
a hill.
You're teaching me so much.
It's like a rock going down a hill. The motion.
If you're caught between a rock and a hard place, you can't do Newton's law of motion.
It's Newton's law of physics.
Oh, Newton's law of physics.
Yeah, Newton, Sir Isaac Newton.
I never called him sir.
Oh, yeah, maybe it wasn't a sir.
I just always went, Isaac.
Is it Isaac Newton or sir? I think it's time to head to Google. Hold on.
We don't need to know that. So this is one of the most boring podcasts we've ever done.
No,
I'm looking at you, though, and I'm thinking, like, you know, okay, the people that I work with, they don't know me. You know, they don't know that I'm a comedian necessarily. Some of them do, but I don't think they know you. So I talk about you, you know. I it's funny because I make you seem like a really like cool, funny guy, you know. But then I just realized, like, what if they saw you right now?
That's my husband. They would think I'm fucking cool.
That's the guy I've been talking about.
First of all,
with the like 14-year-old's tank top and a backwards baseball cap and too many rings. I did say you had a ring addiction to someone. They were like, what? Really?
Well, I'm going to rebuttal. It is Sir Isaac Newton because he's from England. Now, let me tell you something.
Right.
I took the big ring off, but these are all in.
Why?
It didn't match.
No, you're right. Who told you that?
I told me. These are all like rectangular and that was round. So I only wear that when I work like Vegas or Atlantic City.
You don't have to wear them all at once. You could just wear one or two, like, couldn't you? You know, when people wear a lot of rings, I've seen it now. I've noticed the men and rings. It's something that my eye is drawn to now. And I realize they're all wearing like these sort of silver kind of like skulls or...
Oh, where were you hanging with Dante?
Yeah, they're like that more than... I don't see a lot of men wearing all these diamond... Rich, you know you're on camera, right?
Oh, I thought I moved off. Yeah, but you're seeing young kids with skateboards in Austin. That's the kind of rings they wear in Austin. You know, I'm a headliner. You know, I'm a big act. We wear diamonds. There's a difference. I'm not wearing skulls and stuff like that. I'm not, what kind of, you know, that's, I mean, it's not my style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think Sir Isaac Newton would wear skulls? No. So, anyhow.
I won't be back until a week from tomorrow.
Yeah. The dog is depressed. Every time I let her out the front, she thinks you're pulling up or coming.
Aww.
And then I go,
psych. I have to, honestly, I worry about her more than you or Reyna. And I think then I have to tell myself, she's a dog, she's a dog. I just keep saying that, like, it's fine. But I put, like, real, like, human emotions in her. Like, what happened? Like, she thinks I died. You know? She's, like, mourning my loss. And then I'm going to come home for a few days and I'm going to leave again. And she's going to, like, ugh.
Well, I'm going to Florida next week.
I know.
And I don't know what to do with Kelsey. Do I tell her just come one night this weekend or two? She's going to blow us off. You know, I had her on hold this whole time. But, you know, whatever. I just said, bear with me. Things will get easier.
Right. I don't know. Do whatever.
I was supposed to do...
Raina's probably going to stay at her friend's or something one night.
I was supposed to do Sports Junkies, Washington Radio, DC Radio. And they're great radio. I love these guys going in. And I had to blow that off. You know, it's whatever. I mean, next week I'm definitely going to Florida.
Bobby. Well, definitely get Kelsey for Wednesday. I can't believe this is our podcast, just us organizing our schedules.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
Like, how's, why don't you talk about something?
You never talk about anything. I bring up everything. I started it.
Well, you did, but you would think that you would have stuff like, here's what's been going on since you've been gone, and here's, you know, some of the stuff we struggle with. Here's some stuff I noticed that you do that I didn't realize before, how much work you did before. Stuff so like you that.
You want me to kind of discuss how great you are.
Well, I mean, you must notice it.
What?
Must be like, wow, she really kept this train on its tracks.
First of all, it must have kept this train on its track.
You ever heard that saying? Ever heard it?
Yes.
This train is between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
And it's got to stay in motion, man. That's the thing.
It's so corny. I'm trying to fucking... look.
Like, or how about this? Hey, Bonnie, what's it like living out of your hotel room? And, like, what have you been doing? And, like, how's work?
That's what I was going to get to.
Mm.
How's Austin?
I mean, I never go outside. I literally do everything from my hotel room, pretty much.
I've never seen a hotel room with shelves like that above the microwave.
It's the worst hotel room in the world.
Why? It looks like a great...
It's not. There's nowhere to put your clothes. There's literally no...
you don't have a closet.
There's a closet, but there's no drawers.
What do you mean? Where do you put your clothes? In those cubby holes?
Okay.
You don't have to walk around. Oh, my God. Where's the drawers?
There's no drawers. It's so weird. And it's supposed to be a long-term hotel, but, like, it's... I broke a plate today and cut my hand, and, yeah. And there's no...
Why were you at a Jewish wedding?
There's no housekeeping. You have to, like, book your housekeeping to come in. I have not had anyone come in this room for over a week.
Even at night?
I mean, I've had people come in. No, I've had not one person come in over a week.
Is what's her name staying at the same hotel?
Micah?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's at the same hotel.
Oh.
But I've not been to her room and she's not been to mine.
Get the fuck out.
It's literally like I had to take an hour off today. I was like, can I have an hour for my lunch so that I could do this podcast? But it's literally starting... Like, I get up, I go to the gym, I drink coffee in the gym. I don't do a very hard workout, but
How do you drink coffee in the gym?
I know. I drink my coffee while I'm on the treadmill. And then I know. And then when I get a little, I have water too. And then when I get a little, like, you know, warmed up, I, you know, kind of do a little bit of a harder workout, but it's not anything that I used to do, like, CrossFit wise. And then, I come back, I do my meditation, I get in the shower, then I do my meditation, and then I have breakfast, and then it's Zooms. Like last night I finished my Zoom at 8 p.m. Then I Went outside. I walked to the creek in the cave, said hi to Rebecca, said hi to Hannibal Buress, who's here, and then walked back to my room, watched White Lotus. I think that's what it's called, on HBO. And went to bed, then got up, did it all over again so far. So we just had like a huge Zoom right up until the time that I had to come meet you. And then I'm going to have a meeting with the writers after this. Then we'll order lunch. It's just like nonstop.
Can you boss? Do you get to boss the writers around?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fully.
Can you say to a writer, come in and eat my box? Can you tell them that?
There'd only be one writer that I could really say that to.
Oh.
Micah, because I know
Micah?
Her pretty well. No, we had to watch a sexual harassment video. Literally, this thing is like 25 minutes long. You have to watch it, answer questions and stuff. I got so many wrong. I was scared I was going to fail. It's crazy how many wrong I got.
You're not allowed to say like stuff like, are you cut or uncut to guys?
Yeah, no, that's one of the ones I got wrong. You're not allowed, like if you ask someone, you can ask someone on a date who's on the same level as you or above you. You know what I mean?
No one below you?
No one below you. And you can ask them on a date once, but if you ask them twice, that's deemed sexual harassment.
But what if you just say, hey, let's go get something to eat? Is that considered once?
It's like a lot of it. That's why I got stuff wrong, because a lot of it was like, use your head, you know, use your common sense. Would this make someone feel uncomfortable? And I was like, well, no. And then they're like, okay, you need to review that.
Really? You raise your hand and say no, and they fucking say
no. You don't raise your hand. You're doing it on your computer. It's like.
Wait.
But then, okay, right before we took it, though, this girl that works with me, she, we were at the location that day, and she was like, oh, I came back to my room last night. She goes, I left my TV on Showtime. And then when I came back to my room, it was on Cinemax, and she had taken a picture of what was on her. So she said, like, I don't know how long in her hotel room it was like, you know, so people probably thought she was having sex. So it was kind of funny. And she had taken a picture of it, and she showed me then in the sexual harassment video. It's like, if you show someone sexually explicit pictures on your phone or emails or whatever, you know, that's like a fireable offense and stuff.
Wait,
she'd just done it.
If she left with Showtime and it was on Cinemax, who came in and changed the channel?
No, I think Showtime changes over to, like, it's like, I don't know if it's Cinemax, but Showtime at Night or some other thing. Did you know that? I didn't even know that. Now you're
going to
be watching.
What picture did she show you? What was it a picture of?
It was a guy drilling a woman from behind.
Get out. You could see the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got to check that out.
I mean, you couldn't see the penis in the picture, but also they were saying, like, in this video, if you ask someone, like, they're saying, like, maybe you're working on a show where there's sexually explicit, you know, materials, and you want to show a coworker something, and it's for work, even, they're making it like this work thing. Like, maybe you're an editor and you're editing some TV show that there's a sex scene in it, and you want to show your coworker a picture. And you ask them, is it okay if I show you this picture? And they're like, yes. And then you show them the picture. They're saying, like, someone could be walking by behind and, like, see the picture. They would be like, the question would be like, would that be, you know, even if you didn't mean to show someone the picture and they accidentally saw it, is that offensive? You know, and then, is that harassment?
Uh-huh.
Which I got wrong. Yes, it is. It is harassment.
Well, you know.
So even if somebody accidentally sees the picture, like when she was showing me that picture, if somebody like was walking by behind and like looked over and saw the picture, she could get fired for harassment.
You know, if that person wasn't so fucking nosy from behind.
I mean, it's like insane. I'm telling you, it's insane. It's like giving someone a nickname. Like, let's say there's two Riches. One's tall, one's short, and you go, one's called Rich and the other one's called Tall Rich. Well, maybe Tall Rich doesn't want to be called Tall Rich. You know,
Ugh. It's ridiculous. You should just not be allowed. You should just don't talk to anybody.
I know. It's like really crazy. It's like now when we go through our day, I literally pick out hundreds of things that are deemed harassment.
I mean,
from everyone, from the boss all the way out down. It's like harassment. Because, you know, you're just joking around or saying stuff. It's like everyone's like that. Everyone's like a little bit inappropriate.
Comics say things to other comics that are, you know, I've said stuff to Karen Feehan. The other night I said something.
Well, she's also, oh, that was another thing. Micah was showing me her picture in the elevator, and there was another writer in there.
What, from Hustler?
Yes, because she was in Hustler magazine. She has an article in Hustler magazine, which we also did an article in Hustler magazine.
Yeah, remember when we did
not
do
sexy pictures at all. Like, can you imagine if we had done sexy pictures together?
Can you imagine? Remember the photo shoot that took? They took like 1,000 photos.
I was like sweating my balls off.
You don't have balls. That's harassment to me.
Oh, yeah. See? There you go. Yes.
I'm offended by that.
Yes, because not all women have balls.
So in her article, she showed her breast.
You didn't see it?
No. Where am I going to?
Why didn't you go look at it? They are very explicit pictures. Yes. If
Wait,
you want to see more of Karen Feehan that you're comfortable with, please go see
In Hustler or Penthouse?
It's Hustler, right? That's what we did?
I don't remember.
We did an article in Hustler. I'm pretty sure it's Hustler.
Because I've done both. I've done Hustler and
You did?
She mentioned our names, you said?
She said we're in a...
her cartoon.
We're in her something.
What are you reading?
I'm trying to find the...
The article? Put her name in Hustler in Google.
Well, Micah sent it to me, so there it is.
Oh. Well, this isn't going well over
it's
radio.
It's Hustler magazine. So, by the way, you know, I, you know, not to, how do we do it?
Karen Feehan, true to herself.
Like, that's kind of embarrassing.
That picture, she's morphing
to
into.
To say true to yourself and then.
Look at that picture. She's morphing into Stacey Pressman.
No.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.
See, I worked with her. I plugged your gig at Soul Shoals. I told him to come see you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, no, I told the guy to like interview. He emailed me about some dude comic.
Who?
And I said, why do you do Karen Feehan? And I gave him a little, you know, elevator pitch on her. And then he did it.
I'm going to go with you, I think, to Soul Shoal. I'm not home. If I'm
in, no, you're not there. You're going to be in Florida.
I come home that day. Oh, no,
Saturday?
No, I come home on a Sunday.
Well, I'm there on a Saturday, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. You're going to bring Raina? Wait, what guy comic are you bringing with you?
Ari Findling. He's really funny. I might not even be able to follow him. He's like really, really funny.
Where's he from? New York? Is he in New York?
He was a writer. I met him because he was a writer on the Nikki Glaser show, and I was the boss of that show.
God damn it. We're still only at a half an hour. If we could just make it 15 more minutes.
I tried to, like...
I have all my sneakers in a bag. I'm going to take them to the laundromat. No, what? Just like...
And why are you going to take your sneakers to the laundromat?
Because it's not good for the washing machine, so I don't want to put them in our washing machine. Didn't you say you can't put sneakers in?
I mean, it said that in the... I only read that in the thing. I mean, I've always done it before at other washing machines, but when I was reading that...
Yeah, but...
Manual.
At the laundromat, they have heavy-duty ones.
And who cares if you wreck their fucking machines, right, bitch?
Well, not at the heavy-duty ones, it won't hurt.
Mm. This is like such a fucking shitty podcast.
No, it's one of the better ones.
We're talking about how to wash your sneakers.
Yeah, that's what couples talk about. Look at those
muscles. Oh my God. This is just like a phone call that we're having where I'm like laying in bed and also doing, usually we're doing this, but I'm also like
eating,
scrolling Instagram or something.
No, you're eating and aggravating.
Okay, I've stopped eating on the phone to you. You get so mad.
Look at, do I look like I fucking work out? Tell the truth.
Yeah, look at that.
That looks,
I mean,
amazing.
You do. It looks like you just raise your arms with those rings and that's enough.
What the fuck? I look like fucking, what's his name?
You don't think your arms look a little short there?
I look
when you do it like that?
What do you mean short?
Do them like this. Look how long my wingspan looks compared to yours. That's better. That looks better.
Yeah, but then it doesn't look muscular like that.
Yeah, but then you look like you got little pterodactyl hands.
I look like Adonis. I'm the new Fabio.
You're new? Do you miss being a ladies' man? Setting them up and knocking them down?
I still think I am a ladies' man.
You told me a couple years ago women don't hit on you anymore and it saddens you. And I was like, do you know I'm your wife?
Well, first of all, they don't hit on me because I talk about my wife and kids on stage.
So don't. Do one set where you're not talking about us.
No.
See what happens. No. I think they're scared of the rings. They're like, that guy, one hit and I'm out forever. Goodbye.
I think I'm, what's the word? Unapproachable.
Why? Because of your tattoos? You look like you just got out of prison? Or is it the hat backwards? Where they're like, he's been in a coma for a while. He doesn't know this is out of style.
Oh, what, am I going to wear my hat like this? Look. How stupid does that look? You got to admit, it looks goofy.
Well, but the backwards thing is...
But what looks better, this?
Well, don't put it down so far.
Oh, okay.
There, that's better.
That's ridiculous. Look at, I look like a frustrated gym teacher that I can't say without.
What do you look like with your hat backwards?
Fucking rocker.
No, you don't. You look like you're bald because it's all you see is like a hole there.
You could see hair.
Barely.
Have you, I don't know what to talk about like
all
this.
All right, you want to wrap it up?
A half hour? No. We got to do at
we
least
we did good.
40.
I got to get back to work.
This way, you know what? We could have guests like this.
Yeah.
Next week, let's get a guest.
We should have a guest. Okay.
Who do
maybe
we
I'll have Micah come on.
Why? Why don't we do like one of the marriage counselor things on Zoom?
I thought you were going to set up a marriage counselor thing.
Yeah, I got to find one at the Village Underground when they're available.
Oh.
What, who can we get to do our podcast on Zoom next week?
Annie Letterman.
Yeah, do you think she'll do it?
Be our marriage. I don't know. Concert. Next week she's busy because she's good doing Caroline's.
We can, not on Wednesday. When's she coming to New York?
She's got a lot of podcasts and stuff, though, I'm saying. I don't know.
What?
I don't remember.
Ask her if she's available next week, Wednesday.
Okay.
But you don't know when you're available.
That's true. It's very, very last minute.
If you're available, Mike is available.
I'll be able to do it next Tuesday.
Why?
Because I have a down day.
You're going down that day? I'm sexually referencing, and I don't like doing it.
It's harassment.
It's a cheap way out when you go to sex.
Yeah, well.
You know that? When you rely on cursing and sex.
Mm-hmm.
I told you how I snapped yesterday when I was playing golf. I'll tell the story to the listeners.
This is so embarrassing for you.
We're playing golf yesterday. Me and Bob, who I play with my friend Bob. And
why every time I call you, I hear him in the background. Hi, Bonnie. Like,
because he thinks he's funny.
Who
he's
needs just, that much attention? It's like
he's so old. Everything I've been playing with him for so many years. He's on a loop. Everything he talks about's on a loop. I've heard it 10 times. I can't take it anymore.
It's like you guys are married.
You know, he was going to me. He goes, My friends, the state police officers, my friends, or the police officers, my friend, they can't believe I play golf with you. I go, well, they wouldn't know unless you told them. So, you know, quit using me as your fucking, you know, your, what do you call it, your topic of discussion. So we're playing yesterday, Bob and I.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they put two other guys with us. So this one guy, an Asian guy, and I don't, this is kind of a stereotype, but it's true.
Well, you didn't have to say the guy is, you didn't have to reference his
yes,
race.
Because it's different when you play golf. Asian
why?
Golf, I'll tell you why.
I'm scared.
Asian golfers, if you play golf in Japan, it's so expensive. Only the richest people play in Japan. The average person can't afford it because they're all country clubs and they're all very expensive. So when they play in the U.S., they make the best out of it, and long, and they, you know, it's a kind of a lot of gamble, and it's a production, more of a production than when just. And that's what I was told, or that's what I've seen. So I'm not 100% sure, but anyhow. And most golfers know this. When you're behind a foursome of Asian golfers, it takes longer because, well, they're more exact, they're more precise on the course. They take it more serious, I guess. So the guy I'm playing with yesterday, he's taken like 10 practice swings before every shot. And that holds up the whole course. You know, one or two practice swings and hit the ball. You know, and it's kind of inconsiderate. You know, so if you have three shots a hole, one or two, let's say you hit your drive and your second shot to the green, that's two shots for that hole. So right there is, say, seven practice, that's 14 practice swings on two shots. Now if there's, so.
Rich.
What?
Rich. It's like you have Asperger's and you're talking about golf, man.
No, they understand. People that golf understand this.
I know, but there's people that don't understand.
That's why I'm trying
golf.
To explain it to them.
Well, it doesn't matter about, like, you're getting too specific. Like, just, he was taking, when you told me, all you said was he was taking like 100 swings before each.
Too many practice swings. So after nine
holes.
So
that's all you needed to say. He just takes too many practice swings.
Well, then you asked me, why did you bring up his race? And I said, why?
I don't even remember. Honestly, I started falling asleep. I was like, what? I woke up and you were like, and then multiply by four and divide by two. And that's how many swings you need. I was like, what is happening right now?
Well, anyhow, so we're playing nine holes and Bob and I are, and even the other guy, we're getting so frustrated because we have to wait. He's swinging and practicing.
But are they getting mad or is it just you?
No, like, no, Bob is egging me on, but Bob is like, because we play fast. I play fast.
Oh.
I get up, I take one practice swing, if that, or a half a swing. And I shot the last 2 days. The last three rounds I've had were 83, 84, 85.
And I know that's good scores, right?
Yes. Yes.
What's the best score?
The best?
No, that you can get. Like, what's par?
Par 72.
Oh.
I have shot in the 70s like five or six times, which is very, but I'm playing decent golf. 83, 84, 85 is a decent round. It's a tough course. And I play fast. We play fast, you know. So, you ready? So.
No, I mean, it's like, honestly, I go back to the shoes and the washing machine. This is like,
So, we play nine holes.
Boring.
We play nine holes, and Bob and I, and even the other guy, are going losing our mind because it's taking forever with this guy. So we're on the 10th tee.
I thought a fake one. The first one was fake. That one was real.
We're on the 10th tee.
Okay.
The guy's he's on his 10th practice swing, and I finally yell out, hit the fucking ball. And I go, hit the fucking ball. And then I felt horrible that I did that because who am I to tell? I mean, it's inconsiderate of him, but who am I? That's his game, you know. I felt horrible, you know. My motto is live and let live. Who am I if that's how the guy plays golf?
What are you going to get on your, what were you going to get as a tattoo?
Which one?
Better roses?
Yeah, it's been no better roses. But I'm getting right here, right under it in little writing, grant me the serenity.
Oh, brother. Yeah, that's then. But you won't even be able to see it. Like, you'll still be out there being like, hit the fucking ball.
I apologize.
And you had to curse. You couldn't just be like, dude, hit the ball. You had to say, hit the fucking ball.
I immediately apologized. I felt
What'd
bad.
You say?
I said,
did he turn and look at you?
Yeah. The whole course.
And the rest of his foursome?
It was our foursome. It was me. Yeah, Bob.
Oh, he was playing with you guys.
Yes.
So he was like, oh my God, what a bully. And then, look at you with all the rings and the tattoos and the backwards baseball cap. He's like, oh, this guy's going to beat the shit out of me.
No, first of all, he was probably a karate expert. And that stereotype.
That is racism.
No, he had a necklace of a karate guy.
Okay.
Psych. And
come on.
So I immediately apologized. Then I apologized a couple times. I said, I'm very sorry. Take your time. There's no rush. And then like three more holes later, Bob was on the tee box and he's talking and talking and talking. And I yelled to him, hit the fucking ball. And then the Chinese guy or Asian guy.
I thought he was Japanese.
Or Japanese. He started laughing when I yelled to Bob to hit the fucking ball.
He's like, oh, he's mean to everyone. Thank God.
But it's very inconsiderate, but it's who am I? It's not
I know, but isn't golf all a lesson in patience and mental something or other?
Stability?
I mean, golf's like the game is actually mental, is it not?
A lot of it is. A lot of the game is between.
How can you have a good mental game if you're worried about what the other guy is doing?
I don't know. I still shot 84.
Yeah, well, but what if you had a concentrated and you shot a 72?
I could. Well,
what do you think about that?
One, I missed so many one putts.
I should be on the Masters.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
The senior tour.
The senior tour starts at 50. I would be on the...
Okay, the almost dead. One of these players will die here on the course.
Well, listen. I felt bad. I apologized. I did a 10th step. I was wrong and I promptly admitted it. And
But the next thing you have to do, that's great and I'm proud of you, but the next thing you have to learn is to not do it at all, to cut it off at the pass.
Cut it off at the past?
At the pass. You never heard that saying?
Cut it off at the path, P-A-T-H?
P-A-S-S.
Cut it off at the pass.
Yeah, it's like a cowboy saying. Cut them off at the pass.
That would be a football saying, not a cowboy. How would it be a cowboy saying?
Because the pass is where the cows go through.
Oh my God. That's a farmer saying then.
No, it's a cowboys used to like cattle herders.
It's a cattle herder saying.
Oh God. Look it up. I'm going to look it up right now.
I believe it. Cowboys were cattle herders.
Maybe you're right. Cut him off at the pass saying.
All right, maybe next week
to block someone's efforts to get away, to thwart someone's efforts. Try to cut the bandits off at the pass. I know, but many Westerns contain the phrase, we'll head them off at the pass. The exact origin of these phrases have not been determined. But it's some Westerns. Okay,
sorry.
Well, everyone, thank you so much. Please come and see me at Soul Joel's on August 14th, I believe. Look it up.
Yes, August 14th, Bonnie will be at Soul Joel's. Next weekend, next week, next Wednesday through Saturday, I'll be in Port Charlotte. I don't know the name of the club. I don't know. I got to look up the name of the club. Port Charlotte Comedy Club. Just look that up next week. This weekend, I will not be in Washington, D.C., unless today they send me full deposit with an extra $500. Right? Then I could do it, right?
I mean, they're not going to.
No. They would have sent it by now.
It's over. Yep.
I bet you I'm still on their website.
Doesn't matter. Let it go.
I'm going on Twitter.
You don't have to make a big deal. I mean,
like, I got to let the people know on Twitter.
Okay,
I'm not coming.
Say I'm not. I'm no longer at this club.
How do you go to Instagram without a picture? You know, like how do you write something on Instagram without a picture? Can you do that?
You write it in your notes, take a screenshot of it, and then put that as your picture.
Oh.
Your notes app on your phone.
My notes app.
You don't know you have a notes app on your phone?
Yes, that's where all my comedy bits are.
Okay, well, write it out on there and then screenshot it.
No, I'd rather take a picture of like a mic stand or something.
Or do that, fine.
But I've already used a mic stand. What else could I use? A picture of
a circle
with a line
A gate with a lock on it.
No, like...
okay, I gotta go. What do you mean? Because I'd rather honestly work as a slave laborer than have this conversation with you.
All right. Well, we have to wrap. I think next week we'll have a guest.
Okay.
When are we gonna Tuesday?
All right. Yeah, Tuesday. We'll do it Tuesday.
Rain is upstairs sleeping. She slept over her friends last night, so I know they were up all night.
Oh yeah. All right. Well. Tell her I say hey.
They went to this place where you try to get out of the... escape?
Escape room.
And none of them got out.
Uh-oh.
I know what she's going through.
This marriage.
No, I meant this podcast.
Oh.
Oh, all right. Well, listen, thank you. Thank you,
let's shut it off, but then I got to talk to the producer for a second.
All right. Thank you for joining me. Listen to us on Sirius. Okay,
bye.
Go ahead. Bye. We're done.
Hi, My Wife Hates Me is hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane and produced by Nick Collette. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com. It's really true that somewhere deep down
she loves him too. We did it. I still can't believe we got this project done so fast and so well.
When I'm in New York,
I'm in Chicago,
and I'm in LA,
but
we're making it happen in Miro.
Together.
Our best work just happens faster on Miro's collaborative online whiteboard. No more scheduling meeting after meeting for work that could happen
from anywhere.
Whether it's getting design feedback here, mapping timelines here,
or brainstorming next steps here. It all just happens on the Miro board.
Exactly. And it's nice not having to wait an entire day to get sign-off from this guy.
Hey! Well, it is true.
See how Miro users save up to 80 hours every year by meeting less and doing more. Get on board at Miro.com. The first 3 boards are free forever. That's Miro.com.
The views and opinions expressed in this commercial for maximum truth do not explicitly reflect nor represent this service. We cannot be held accountable for all or any of the views you may hear next.
If you see this movie, you are an accessory to a crime.
Now, on Prime Video, Maximum Truth.
My name is Rick Klingman. I am an attorney and a political consultant. Some people might say, oh, that guy is a con artist, or a fraud, or a dirty trickster, or he can't name all 3 branches of government. And they're wrong. I am simply a truth provider.
Ike Barinholtz and Dylan O'Brien star in Maximum Truth, the story of a documentary film crew following a bumbling political grifter as he tries to take down a U.S. congressional candidate.
At this point, we would like to open it up to any questions you might have.
What was that?
Maximum Truth, now on Prime Video.